Harrison's Back Row. On today's election special episode, I visit the campaign headquarters of XPB. We hear the musical stylings of Professor Jack Darcy, and we also hear the repercussions of a road traffic accident. But first, Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild give us their unique perspective on voting.
Hello, it's Hayley Danks here.
And Ruth Goodchild over here, hello.
And today it's a bit different. Today we're going to talk politics.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. There's a lot of, like, people in politics. There's a lot of...
Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of ideas.
Yeah, a lot of concepts, a lot of sentences, a lot of paragraphs, a lot of words.
A lot of writing.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Leaflets.
Paper, yeah.
Do you know, I've had several leaflets through my door.
Thrust through your letterbox.
Yeah, thrust rudely through.
What's all that about?
I don't know. Obviously, I haven't read them. I just allow them to pile up. I don't open my post anymore.
It would be so predictable to read them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they want you to do.
I know.
So that's exactly the opposite of what I'm going to do.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't opened a thing since 2009, so...
Can you open your door?
No.
I just
take the window.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ground floor flat.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the last thing they'd expect. That you're leaving through the window.
Exactly.
So...
It's sort of like an inverted cat burglar.
Yes.
It's my own property.
A cat exeter.
So, politics is something that you've had to write about now and again.
Now and again.
When I'm reviewing... The FT.
Exactly. If I'm reviewing a particularly political play, unfortunately I'll have to talk about politics alongside it. And boy, is it dreary. So dreary, isn't it?
Well, yes. There's a lot of sort of leaders, can we call them leaders?
I think we can.
Who all sort of say similar type of things.
They look the same.
Yeah.
I find it very difficult to tell them apart.
It's
just the colour of the tie that you have to focus in on, I think.
Well, yes. And now, that is problematic when the leaders are out of their costume, shall we say, and when they're in their civvies, shall we say.
Civvies, They're in their mufti.
When it's mufti day and they've all paid 50p to their charity.
And they're sort of rolled up their sleeves.
Yeah.
And they're wearing a jumper or something crazy like
that's
that.
That's what makes me go, I don't know who you are anymore.
I don't know. Which one is this?
Which one is this?
And I'm sort of looking underneath for any indication of which one it is, which colour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just not helpful.
No.
For me, I would rather that they stayed in the regulated colours at all
times.
Stay
in their uniform.
Yes.
Even sort of in bed at night.
Oh, yes.
Sort of have uniform flavoured pyjamas sort of thing.
Yeah, stay in their costume.
And there's a lot of politics knocking around at the moment because there's some sort of election on.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we're being bombarded with it.
Right.
From all sides.
Is that why it's happening now?
I think so. I think that's why those letters were thrust through your letterbox.
Okay.
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Why can't they hold the election when it's convenient for me?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, that was what your last article was all about.
Exactly. What if I'm busy?
Yeah.
In May.
What if I'm... No. If I don't feel like it.
What if I don't feel like it?
And sometimes, Ruth, you know, I mean, sometimes you opt out of society and indeed life altogether for a month at a time.
Exactly. And so why should I then be forced back into the sort of hustle and bustle of civilization?
Well, no, quite.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
No.
I mean, many's the time I've tried to contact you on a month when you're having a month out of life.
Could you get in contact with me?
No. Radio silence.
Radio silence. I threw my mobile phone off a bridge.
Yeah.
Had to buy a new one. That was a bit frustrating, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I should have just put it in airplane mode. But I like to go the whole hog. Now, voting. Let's talk about voting. I think a cross is a bit predictable.
So
I always try and mix it up a little bit. I imagine you do something similar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never actually been to a voting place.
Yeah.
I've never
place
been.
Place where you vote.
Place where you vote.
Yeah.
But certainly if I was to go, I would of course take my custom-made stickers.
Yeah, yeah, and put that.
I just find a visual is more effective than a linear line.
Exactly. I mean, actually, why can't I play a little song? Why can't someone read out the names of the parties and then I make a noise when it's the one that I want?
Well,
why do we? Why does it have to be visual?
I mean, Ruth, you could.
Why can't you do audio arts?
You could shitting well do that.
I'm going to.
Are you going to get the string quartet?
I'm going to hire them for this May.
I mean, you hire them for the most pertinent of occasions,
know,
and this would be exactly right.
I
mean, I remember when you left your last job and you hired the string quartet to play you out as the Guardian. It was so effective.
It was, wasn't it? They were furious, which was what I was going for.
Yeah, exactly.
Give them some emotion.
Them something to remember you for.
I filled in my lottery numbers using them. I made the guy. I made the guy around behind the counter start at one,
right,
and then I would get the bugle to just play a sound, play a note whenever it hit a number that I was choosing.
Wow.
Did he like that? Well, I think he found it quite tiresome, but at least he remembered me, and I think that's the point.
It's always the point. And the bugle is a very
beautiful, calming instrument.
Yeah. Of all the instruments to choose.
Yes. Yes.
That's very impressive.
But you mentioned that you weren't so keen on, that you hadn't been to a voting booth.
Not really my sort of thing.
Right. And why is that?
Well, I think it's just a bit sort of like done. Everyone's doing it. Number two, I did have, Christ knows, I go back and forth about this, but Russell Brand, you know that we used to date. And so,
I'd forgotten.
Yes. So, I go back and forth between thinking that everything he says is absolutely 100% undeniably correct.
Yes.
And I swing between that and thinking it's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I go the opposite way to the things that he suggests.
Yeah.
And go out of my way to do the opposite. But then I sort of like to double bluff myself and do the same.
Yes.
So basically he said don't vote, and I thought, AK then.
I read that in his book and heard it in his audiobook.
I heard it in the audiobook.
In the audiobook,
obviously.
No.
With with my ears.
Just pages coming one after another.
Yeah.
Ugh. Dull.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff about, voting and how some people couldn't vote once or something. And
apparently.
So, maybe we should.
Maybe we ought to.
You like to vote.
I like to vote, but it's more a question of drawing attention to oneself on the day. Mainly what it's about for me.
For you, it's an event.
Exactly.
It's an event sport.
Exactly. So spoiling one's ballot paper, for example, can become a huge malarkey. So I decided to, the last general election, I decided to rip up my ballot paper into little pieces and throw it as if it were snow.
I loved that.
Yes.
But you were sort of, it felt like a sort of Chekhovian, beautiful image.
Yes,
I thought, are we in Russia all of a sudden?
Yes.
It's
a comment on the Cold War. It's a comment on that.
Mm.
And the woman who sort of took my address and everything, she went, ugh. So I think she was really impressed.
She was moved.
She was really moved. Yeah.
I mean, that was an impressive stunt.
Yes.
Well, not, theatrical. It was an impressive theatrical stunt.
It was the last thing they were expecting on that day.
Yeah.
You know,
I liked it when you ran for the monster raving loony party.
Exactly.
It wasn't, obviously you didn't do it in the same way
it had
been done.
I did it ironically, of
course.
Exactly. Yeah. And I thought, instead of the crazy costume, let's go the opposite way and go very sedate.
It was so sedate.
It really was.
I mean, it was so sedate that a lot of people were very confused.
They were really confused.
As to who you were,
exactly.
Why you were, and indeed what you were.
Exactly. I just wore really, really black, sort of a mourning suit.
Yeah.
I was in mourning.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
And a black rosette.
What the hell?
A black rosette.
No.
Turning Westminster on its head.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, actually, let's not even have the name of the party written anywhere.
Yeah.
On any of my promotional literature.
I loved
or anything.
That.
Or my name.
Yeah. And I just set up a blank Twitter account for you, didn't I?
Yeah, it was just @_. I remember.
I mean, I think that was one of my favourite campaigns. Yeah. I don't like to blow my own bugle.
No.
But I think that genuinely was one of my high points of my in terms of providing content. The fact that there was no content within the content was a real coup for me.
And the plain egg.
Yeah, the plain egg.
As the avatar. Yes, excellent.
I was really proud.
No information.
No.
Doesn't say where it... Didn't say what country.
No.
No website.
And then the Facebook group was, of course, incredibly dull.
Yes.
I mean, that was another twist.
Yeah. They try to make... It's interesting, isn't it? They try to make politics exciting.
Yeah.
And it's dull. So what if we try to make it dull?
And it's exciting.
And it's exciting. I think we really captured something.
Yeah.
There. We captured the mood. And maybe about 2 or 3 votes.
That's not to be underestimated.
I think it's quite good.
I think it's great. Well, I mean, for me, as you know, it produced an amazing piece of art because I could take a screenshot of the television showing the 3 votes.
Yeah.
And then, as you know, I projected it onto a 10-foot high screen.
Yes.
In my friend's gallery. So for me,
that's
it was everyone's
about.
A winner.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really brave that you did it during a period of mourning.
Yes.
Your parents had that tragic
accident. Yes.
So, but you know, that's what made it sort of.
It made it personal. It made it fun. It was a funeral.
Yeah. It really was a funeral.
It was.
I didn't expect you to even attend, but you know.
Well, I did.
You're such a maverick.
I know. But, I did consider not attending because I thought that's the last thing they'll be expecting.
Yeah.
But I decided instead to attend and be ecstatically happy.
Yeah.
You know,
again,
just turn it all on its head.
A twist.
A twist in the tail.
Yeah. So
the leaders' debates.
Oh yes, was that funny thing?
Yes, it was
sort of. Watched.
It was like a sort of a game show.
But sort of
a politics game show.
Well, okay, so this is what I was unclear about because I wasn't clear about the prize in terms of whether they were.
Yeah.
You know, I just like within a game show, I like it to be very clear.
Money or a trophy.
Yes, or like money to charity, if you're a celebrity couple.
Yeah.
That's fine. And I presumed these were sort of minor celebrities and therefore were...
In a way, they are.
Yeah.
In a way, they are.
Okay, great.
But the prize, I mean, they'll more than likely have to share the prize,
okay,
number one.
Okay.
So they won't even win outright.
That's weird.
That's weird already.
Yeah.
The prize is sort of... telling everyone what to do.
Right.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's interesting.
Like a sort of forfeit. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And sort of deciding, instead of getting lots of money as a prize, like on Millionaire or something, they get to decide what everyone else does with their money. It's sort of like that.
Okay.
So it's quite interesting. It's kind of a spin on the regular game show format.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
But what I didn't like was that, you know, like on Millionaire, they have the 3 options on the screen so that you can actually predict and say, oh, I think it's this.
That
or
one.
you can deliberately give the wrong answer to confuse your friends
with.
They didn't do that.
They didn't do that. It was...
That annoyed me, Ruth.
Yeah, it was... I'll give you that. It was a lot more sort of nebulous and woolly than a regular game show should be. It didn't even have sort of exciting music. What I'd have liked is if it had gone, David Cameron, and there was sort of lighting.
Yeah.
But instead, they just sort of droned on for quite a long time.
I know.
And so did members of the audience.
Well, that also confused me. I mean, it was sort of like heckling, but very, very gentle heckling.
Really
calm. You know, if you're going to heckle, then effing heckle.
Effing heckle.
I didn't want any...
Go for the jugular.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Most of it was asking questions.
You see, this is weird to me.
Yeah.
And also, what I found very strange was that nobody sang.
Nobody... Not even one.
What? I mean, what week was it? Was it 80s week? Was it, you know...
It seems like it was an audio
R&B
book
week. I mean, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. And also, I don't think they made enough... sack the stylist, for Christ's sake.
Goodness
sake. They didn't make enough of their figures.
Absolutely not. There were a couple of woman ones. Did you notice that?
I did think there were a couple of woman ones.
Yes. Which is extraordinary.
I mean, you know, that was great. But were they going for... I was confused about that because it was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
It's great that you don't give an SHIT about the way you look. But then really go for that.
Really,
Or...
Go one or the other.
Yes, one or the other.
Or you're a sort of 1940s beauty.
Yes.
with an hourglass figure.
Yeah. It should be one thing or the other. If it's not, if you're not going to be like, hey, look at me, I'm deliberately androgynous, I've got an acoustic guitar and short hair, then, you know, that's one thing, great. Yeah. If not, where are your false eyelashes? And, you know, I wanted more height on their hair.
Yes.
I wanted, I don't know, I wouldn't go as far as to say straightened hair, but a wave.
Yes. As it was just sort of somewhere in the middle.
Normal.
Just like a person or
it was
something.
Like, yes, exactly. Yes,
just exactly, like a person.
It was like a person had woken up and got dressed and cleaned themselves and the other way around and been a person.
And been a person, just turned up.
Yeah, it's not like they've been a person their whole life.
And talked about their job.
Yeah.
What?
No. It's not acceptable. I mean, especially not on television. Where was, you know, they do have stylists.
They should
they
have,
do have them.
Taken advantage of that, shouldn't they?
Yes.
You know, I mean, the men didn't have to, but come on. With the women.
I know, come on. Although the men, yeah, I wasn't very happy with the men facially.
Right.
There was one chap in particular who was quite, I don't know, just like squashy of face.
Right. I mean, you'll need to narrow this down.
Okay. very, how can I, you know I'm a very visual aesthetic
person. You are, you
are. So it was sort of like, his face was sort of like a, sort of a meat cloud. At least the other chap had a
sort of
structure, had a nose, had a, you know, yeah, I'm not a bit of everyone's taste, but at least he had something.
Had an area where the sound came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, Christ, what a sound, but that's a whole
thing. Sound. One of the things that I felt about the game show structure that they chose was on game shows, people answer questions. And there was a distinct lack of that. Questions were asked.
Yeah.
And then there was just this sort of quarter of an hour of talking.
Yes.
And I thought, give a punchy answer. Peru, bang.
Yeah.
Correct. On.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but instead it was just sort of waffly answers. And then no one, the host didn't say, that's correct. Or anything at the end
of it. You're right. A punchy answer. Maybe
answer.
A rhyme.
Yes.
Maybe a song.
Yes. Simple as that.
Simple
as that.
Yes. No.
No. I'm really sorry.
Or pass.
Pass.
You know.
Pass. They should have utilised that.
Or bank.
Bank.
Or even...
Can I ask the audience? Yes.
No deal.
No deal.
I mean, there were so many options available.
Yeah.
They really did squander them.
They did. They didn't... The potential in game show structures, and they squandered it. You're
well,
right.
Well, yes, I mean especially
this is ITV.
The
home of the game show. If anyone knows about sort of game show structure, it's ITV, and they just threw it up a wall.
Yeah,
for goodness' sake.
Well, if only they'd thrown it up a wall.
Yes, exactly.
I mean,
bring on the wall.
Bring on the wall.
You know,
wipe out. I would have liked to have seen some very large foam. Ungainly balancing on things.
That would have been
marvellous. I would have liked to have seen some punching through walls as somebody tried to walk past and fell into a small amount of water.
Yes. Now, I think that's how we should be choosing leaders in sort of Krypton Factor style show. And that would cover everything because they do an assault course. Obviously let the women go first because, you know, they need a little bit of a helping hand. Then they'd have to land a plane.
Yeah.
You know, interesting, in a simulator. Do a sort of word puzzle.
Answer
a general knowledge quiz.
I like that.
I think this is how we should choose our leaders.
It would have made it a lot more sense.
Yeah.
And do you know what else I found really weird was that where was Philip Schofield?
Nowhere to be seen.
Or if not him, where was Anton Deck?
At the very least. Davina?
Yeah.
There's so many options.
There's so many. Again, ITV.
Chris Tarrant. Would have been great.
He would have. I mean, he would have added. Do you know what? He would have added a touch of class.
A much needed class.
Yeah.
Instead, it was just some woman.
Yeah.
Talking about sort of the country. What?
Things. Talking about things
and money and things.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, for me, money is too close to maths. So again, I just go into total shutdown.
Very similar. Very similar.
Do you know who you're going to? Which of the? Will it be?
Well, I just sort of go the way my parents always voted.
Right.
Yeah.
So which way did your?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm just going to do that.
That's interesting. So I presume, like, you know, you're quite you know, we're in the arts.
Sure.
I mean, from what I understand from Russ, a lot of people in the arts, if they do vote, it's Green or Labour, so I presume you'll be...
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
You wouldn't go as far as
I wouldn't go as far as that, no. Okay. But, you know, my decision's made.
That's
all I can say.
Ruth, you're so mysterious.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I mean, it's... You're such a mystery wrapped just in an enigma.
Just one. I'm just going to definitely pick one of the colours.
Yeah.
And put my ex next to that.
Great.
Definitely.
Do you know what I was thinking? If I, you know, if I wanted to be contrary to Russell, I might actually just go the hell in there and vote UKIP.
Right.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck Russell.
Fuck Russell.
For doing what he did to you.
Why not? Exactly. No. Exactly. I was just like... One in a long line.
So you just put the X next to UKIP and think that'll show him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'll annotate it.
This one's for you, Russ.
Yeah. And I presume that'll get back to him.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
if you just put an email address, I think.
Yeah.
Put a link to his website or something.
Yeah. I think, you know, because I'm sorry, as we were talking about, I was just sort of thinking, you know, it's too obvious for me not to vote at all.
Yes.
He would love that.
He
would have won.
You can't allow that to happen.
No. So, by doing this, it's a real statement.
It is.
I think actually it's a statement, like, you know, like in support of women.
Sure.
You know, in support of those who are less well off. He's obviously very well off.
Yes.
So, you know,
yes.
In support of those who are not famous.
Yeah.
He's obviously very famous. I'm just, you know, clarifying. So I think, you know, it's a socialist act.
Sure. I think that's going to be the majority of their voting base, isn't it?
Yeah.
The poor, artsy women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women who've been spurned.
Yeah. And there are a few lining up, though.
A few thousand.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
Politics. I think that's that covered, really.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much more that can be said.
Yeah.
That's a full roundup.
Yeah, so, you know...
Britain.
A full roundup. Mm. So, guys, like, if you go out and vote... fair enough, whatever.
Yeah.
My take on it is just whatevs.
Yeah. Make sure you put a big cross next to the party you definitely don't want to get in.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really, and then it's really good to clarify that. And then a tick.
And then a tick for the one you do.
You can also bring in like a red pen and a black pen just to clarify.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Happy voting. Or not.
Well, there's a general election coming up in the UK, and Nigel Farage sparked controversy in the leaders' debates when he suggested we should ban HIV-positive migrants from entering Britain. Other party leaders said that showed a lack of compassion, but it seems quite a lot of people think that way. Oh my God, that woman's been hurt! The one crossing the road! Quick, someone phone an ambulance! My phone's out of battery.
Okay, hold on, stay calm. Does she have a wallet or a purse or something?
Oh, what, you mean for ID? Well, yeah, I suppose that could be useful.
No, we need to check whether she's eligible for NHS treatment. Otherwise, taxpayers' money will be going towards an ambulance to help someone who isn't even paying into the system.
I don't think that's really the main concern right now. Hello, can you hear me?
Ask her if she has a job.
Shut up. Are you okay?
Nod once if you have a job.
There, she nodded. Can you call now?
Hold on a moment. This job, are you paying tax on your earnings in the UK, or are you sending that money back to family abroad?
She's bleeding really heavily. I don't think there's time.
This won't take a moment. Does she have her NHS number?
Oh, for God's sake, hurry!
It's printed at the top of your NHS medical card, which you would have been given when you signed up at your local GP. That is, of course, if you're eligible for NHS treatment.
Oh, come on!
I am. I've already dialed the first nine. Look.
Right, she stopped breathing. And I'm not getting a pulse either. I'm going to do CPR.
Look, if you're willing to do that for free, fine. But just remember, you're giving her treatment she might not be entitled to.
What happened?
Oh, speaks English. This is promising. I'll dial a second nine.
I'm going to put a tourniquet around your leg to help with the bleeding.
You saved my life.
Oh, you're not quite in the clear yet. Let's get you to hospital first.
I want to give you a reward.
Oh, that's really not necessary.
No. I'm the CEO of a large multinational. I want to do something. How does a million sound?
Oh, that's very generous. Thank you.
Give it a few months to arrive in your account, though. I bank offshore.
This person is a credit to the nation. I'm phoning the ambulance.
Wait, I'm with Bupa.
And now for an exclusive interview with XPB. That's ex-public schoolboy.
We're sort of in the height of politics fever at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are. Sorry,
That's okay.
I'm just signing it. You're welcome. You're welcome. Do have a rosette. Thank you.
So many fans.
I'm getting a lot, actually.
It's a lot of women. There was a whole queue of 25 women.
Well, I know. Yes, who'd have thought?
I know.
Who'd have thought? It must be the hair.
Yeah.
The lack of it, I think. It's a sign of virility, apparently.
Do you find that the ladies' vote is one that you particularly go for?
I don't like to be partisan, but I take whatever I can get.
Okay.
In votes.
Votes-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say is your... What's, like, the thrust of your campaign?
A vote for me is a vote for my chums. If you want it to stay like it is, I'll tell it like it is. That's exactly how it shall be. We've all been running the country in some form or another.
I haven't been.
No, you haven't, but I have.
Right.
In some guise or another.
Mm-hmm.
Since the dawn of time.
Yeah, and a lot of people would say that now is the perfect time to change all that. You know, sweep all that away.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Well, it doesn't really matter because I'll still be here.
In some guise or another.
Yeah.
What do your parents think about what you do?
Well, Pops, my granddad Pops, he did the same thing, and Pa, the same. So, I mean, they're fully supportive of it, and my boy, Charlie, and Jack, my boys, they'll hopefully follow in my footsteps.
What if they were to turn around and say, as I believe Jack did say, oh, fuck this, I'm going to go live in a commune, I don't believe in politics, I don't believe in voting. Did you read that interview that Jack gave?
I did.
To Vice magazine?
I did, and I wrote him an email.
Right.
Saying, well, Jack, how do you think a commune runs without voting? That's all they bloody do.
Very clever.
Yeah, and then I opened a bottle of Chablis and kicked back.
So that's it then? You don't worry about him? You don't worry that he's...
Well, we have less of a relationship and more of a financial agreement, which, you know, it's up to him. I think that's all right. He's, he was offered boarding school from the age of 3, and so he's his own man. He's his own man. He can make his own decisions. That's what democracy is.
Is it? Making your own decisions.
Making my own decisions.
Democracy is making your own decisions.
Democracy is making my own decisions.
Is that equality as well?
Yep.
Equality.
If everybody makes my own decisions, then everyone's equal.
True. Equality, democracy.
Make my decisions. Logan. We're all in this together.
Are we, though? What would you say to the people who have to use food banks, for example?
Well, I say you don't want to leave the food in there too long because it'll go off.
Okay, I don't think you fully understand. The people that don't have enough money to buy food
yeah.
have to get free food.
Yeah, so they're depositing. I don't know why they're depositing their food. Because it doesn't work like, you know, somebody was just about a food bank. You know, I've got some beans and I'll put a tin of beans in and hopefully it'll be two tins of beans. That's how interest works. I'm not sure if you're...
That is how... Yeah, of course I know how interest works.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I did come here today. I was quite concerned that you were going to be a total...
Yeah.
I don't know if you get that a lot.
Water up a duck's back, really, probably. It bounces off. I don't listen to everything, to be honest.
Okay. Well, because, I mean, if you don't... Perhaps you don't read any of your own press, but the reports so far, they say you're vacuous, you don't really have any policy, you're 100% selfish and completely unashamed about that.
Yeah.
Does that bother you? You seem totally unbothered.
Well, people,
you seem like a rock, like a stone.
Well, I am a rock, I think. You know, I think people have a right to their own opinion.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at school, and, you know, in many ways I still am.
At school?
Well, we all are, you know, in the school of life. But also, you know, I mean, I left school, and then sort of everybody just sort of stayed with me. So we're all still together. Have you seen the video?
Yes, I have. I thought it was in some ways brilliant, and in
some ways good.
I found one bit of it quite disturbing.
Oh, which bit? The
reenactment,
the dancing. The dancing.
No, I thought the dancing was good.
Right, okay. Oh, the bit where I hit the guy in the face. Apparently.
No, I thought that was absolutely fine.
Right.
I thought the soggy biscuit, the idea of you guys all doing that, it was very visceral. And it really...
Oh, good word.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it sort of made me think, oh, do I want people in power? Do I want to vote for someone who would do that?
Well, I think it's a, you know, once it's basically a metaphor. Like I said, you know, everybody's chomping on everybody's biscuit.
Oh, okay, so that's all it is. It's just a metaphor.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we actually do it. But, or we did, you know. I brought back memories filming that bit, actually. It was great. But, you know, everybody plays rugger, got to build yourself up somehow.
Oh God! Are you advocating that this is a nutritious thing?
Well,
are
listen.
You saying that is this your healthy eating campaign?
If little Johnny Slow can't come up with the goods, then he's only doing himself a favour in the long run because he's going to get a protein full of stomach.
You seem very well, as I said, like a rock, and also very
Thank you.
Fearless. What I'd love to know, and I think voters would love to know, what scares you? What keeps you awake at night, scared?
Warm white wine.
That's the...
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
Well, there we are, common ground.
The combination of the two, particularly, perhaps?
Yeah, that would be pretty bad. Mm. I think swimming down the Thames the wrong way, when the tide goes out towards Oxford, and as the tide goes out, Owly is in the distance.
Owly?
You know, one's Teddy. And Owly's going further and further away, and you know I'm trying to swim after Owly, and as I swim, the water goes, it's getting dark and it's getting cold, and the water's getting less and less, and I'm trying to swim in the gravelly cold water, and Owly's still going further and further away, and then eventually I get to maybe Chalfont St Peter, and Owly's gone. And I'm naked. I've got scratches everywhere, and I've got no money, and I have to walk back to London.
I think that'd
probably scare me.
Yeah. You mean you're tearing up? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's the cold wine.
I thought it was interesting that your ex-wife surfaced recently. That was it was very unexpected.
She's been dead for 8 years.
Yeah. And she literally surfaced.
Yeah.
Talking of the Thames, I'm sorry to bring that up.
Yeah, it was a tough week.
Yeah, a very tough week. It's hard to know how to talk to you about it because obviously it's very upsetting. Very upsetting that she went missing.
I know, and is still, after 8 years submerged in the Thames, still alive.
Still alive. Yeah. How are you wrapping your head around that?
Well, I mean, I've got a lot on my plate at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really thinking about it. But she does look like a reanimated corpse.
Yeah.
And indeed, she sort of is.
Yeah, she sort of is, definitely, in her movement. And, I mean, the speech is very limited. It's just a sort of...
But actually, she sounded like that before she went missing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so nothing's really changed about that, which is... Yeah.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
She's actually making more sense now than she did when we were married.
Do you feel okay that she doesn't want to be with you anymore, though?
It's a bit of a blow, but I mean, if basically we can get her back on the register, it's one more vote. So it's, you know, not a bad thing.
Yeah. So, but what if she doesn't vote for you?
Well...
I don't think she will.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't seem a big fan. I mean, from what I can tell, obviously I can't tell very much from the shaking of her elbows and the rasping sounds, but...
She was still clutching one of my rosettes when she came up, so as far as I'm concerned, that was quite good publicity.
That's amazing publicity.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
And it's amazing that you like manufactured those rosettes 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Such forward thinking.
Well, I don't...
Have you been planning this whole election for, well, your whole campaign for like the last 10 years then?
Well, of course. I mean, when you're bred for government, why would you ever think otherwise?
Right. So as you were growing up, it was just part of your kind of daily routine.
Oh, all the chums, that's all we... Yeah, I mean, we eventually know that if one of us is in, then all of us are in.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. It could be me, it could be anyone. It could be Dave, Binky, Smithers, Whoopsie, or Poom Pooms.
Poom Pooms is a great choice.
Yeah.
Poom Pooms was telling me the other day that his dad gave him a manifesto for his 10th birthday present.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess that is the sort of upbringing you guys all had. It was very... election centred.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one sees one's parents once in the end of Michaelmas term, Lent term, and then the end of the summer term. You know, unless the other lucky pups who have got ambassadorial parents, and they, you know, they get to stay at school all year round because their parents are in an embassy somewhere.
What's your, like, dream ambition? We'd love to know where you would see yourself in an ideal world 10 years from now.
Or... Yeah, having a pint at the Bull and Lass next to Hampstead Heath.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, lovely pub.
So actually quite small ambitions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your big dream.
Big dream, small ambitions. I like that. I'm going to write that. Big dream, small ambitions.
Yeah,
Sari,
sure.
Can you...
Sorry, there's another... You can take
Sorry,
this.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I'll have two sugars. Yeah.
I think that's a fan.
Oh, hello. Yeah, yes, of course. I will sign your face. Yeah. I will... Yes, of course, I'll use a pair of compasses. Well, very good, because it's not just a compass, it's a pair of compasses, if we remember that. One with a spike, and which side do you want to use, the pencil side or the spiky side? Oh, I'll use the bit of the brown, I'll use the bit at the top. Oh, the wheels come off. Hang on. There you go. Have a rosette. Thank you. Vote for me, chums.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fame around you.
Well, it's bought it. It's bought it. You know. Yes, it's been very fun. I mean, the video has been fun.
Yeah. Was it fun to make?
It was very fun to make. You know. And of course, Dave Borisnik had Georgie, me, and it.
And Pom Pom.
Pom Pom was get camera.
Oh, okay.
And Whoopsie and Pooh Dog were catering.
It seems to me like your campaign is just one video.
Yeah.
And some rosettes. And a reanimated corpse coming up from the Thames.
Well, I mean, if we can swing the corpse that way, then that's good. But I don't really see it matters.
Something must matter.
Whoever,
something must.
I mean, in a sense.
What about all these poor, like,
whoever you vote for will be there in the background making sure it all happens smoothly as it should. And we'll be continuing to do that in some form or another until the end of politics itself.
That's bleak.
Yeah.
As a voter, I find that incredibly bleak.
Well, that's why you should vote for me, for cheery times.
You're on quite strong medication.
Yeah.
Since the motorbike crash.
Yeah.
A lot of people blamed Nick Clegg.
I know.
But well, I don't know if it was deliberate.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They said that they saw his face in the front of the helicopter that dropped the motorcycle from the winch into my garden. But I don't know. I mean, Nick's a good old boy.
Is he a mate?
Well, you know, we're sort of contemporaries, you know.
Yeah.
He's St. Paul's, so again, it doesn't really matter.
Do you think maybe he was just doing it for a bit of a laugh?
It's the sort of thing chaps get up to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, setting napalm on the rugby field.
Yeah.
Going for a ciggy upfield. You know, somebody said, "Oh, have you got a light?" And then you go double barrel shotgun.
Yeah.
A twelve bore and light it with that.
Hilarious.
Really hilarious. Lampposting beds was a good one.
Lamp posting.
When in a dormitory raid.
Yeah.
And you had the old beds. You'd apple pie them first.
Where
you'd put the
sheets. I remember about that from Mallory Towers.
Mallory Towers. Yeah. And hilarious sound of cracking toes. And then you lamppost a bit where you just literally stand it up on its end on the headboard, whoop, like that. And then it's like what they used to do in the 60s with those old bubble cars, and somebody would be driving along and they'd, because maybe you'd have to, I don't remember, obviously I'm a bit old, but you had to get in through the front of the big door, and then people used to just pick them back up and leave them against the wall, and then they couldn't get out, it was stuck inside it for ages.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it sounds quite dangerous though, a lot of broken backs, I would imagine, a lot of like...
It's all part of the fun. Part of the rumpus, part of the rough and tumble, part of the ruckus, part of the scrum of it all.
The rich tapestry of boarding school life.
The very rich, literally rich tapestry of boarding school.
Hey, what do you...
Actually, in the Middle Ages, when the... Because it used to be that the boarding school boys were quite well known out in the sort of in the 11th century, 12th century... And that actually started because the tapestrazzi would wait outside and weave pictures of them, leaving the equivalent of bougie nightclub, and then send them to the papers in the morning. Literally, like the paparazzi today, but the original version were the tapestrazzi, who would weave gossipy pictures about people leaving nightclubs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They must be so deft. such quick finger work.
That's a quick weave, isn't it? You've got to be really nimble with your warp and weft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nimble wefters. Sure.
Yeah. In fact, he was my head of house, Nimble Wefters.
Nimble Wefters.
Yeah. Funny. I never actually thought of that.
Yeah. Maybe that was why. Maybe it's past, like, maybe his ancestors.
It probably is actually. There was a picture of his great grandfather, Nimble Wefters. I mean, you know, once a head of house, always a head of house. That's what I say. What were you going to ask me a minute ago?
I was going to ask you what you think of Nigel Farage, because he is. If I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's actually not from your. Set. Like, not quite. From your sort of upbringing.
Well, he bloody is, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He does a really good impression of someone who's not.
He does, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
He's worked hard on that.
He certainly has. He's a stealth operative.
Really stealthy.
I know, very clever. I think he's hilarious. I'm rather fond of him, actually.
What, were you and him mates?
I'd put it like this. You know when you meet Americans and you say to them, they say, oh, where are you from? And you say, oh, I'm from London. And they say, oh, you're from London. Ah, oh, you must know, you know.
Oh, yeah, Jack Davenport.
Jack Davenport, the actor. and you say, well, yes, or you'd probably say no, because you might not know. I do, in fact, know Jack, because he was at one of my schools. But in this case, you'd say, oh, do you know Nigel? And actually, yes, we do, because I actually would know him.
Would and do.
I would and do.
You would and do know him.
I would and do.
Would undo. Okay, oh, sorry, there's, seems to be, I don't know if this is your wife, but there seems to be a creature coming from the lift across the room. It's quite a lot of water on the floor.
Yeah, that's her.
That's... She's just coming a bit closer now.
Ah, is it?
Oh, that's lovely. It's so nice to meet you both. See you together.
Hello, dear.
Yeah, I can really see the chemistry.
Well, it was chemistry. We met in chemistry. It was chemistry. Right. And then followed by double physics.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to...
Vote for me.
Is that all you can say to your wife?
That's all that's generally what I said.
Is that the conversation? Has that always been and continues to be? It's just a one-way conversation.
Well, she doesn't really say a lot back. I think that's one of the reasons she jumped in the first place.
In a way, for her, it's tragic that she's risen again. Sorry, no
there
offense.
There she goes. There she goes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend her, but...
Can somebody clear that up? All right, thank you. It's going to stain.
Slippery,
it's going
it?
To stain.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Does that happen in your house all the time?
Well, it used to. I mean, not for 8 years, so it's been an absolute blessing.
Yeah.
It's been lovely to have a carpet clean. Well, it is, actually. I mean, a carpet that I can walk across without a boat.
Well, it was lovely to meet you.
And you.
Xavier?
Xavier Peyton Brown, or XPB, ex-public schoolboy.
Do people ever call you Zav?
No, they just call me XPB.
Okay.
That's short enough.
Okay, great.
It's an abbreviation, so to abbreviate it further would be to debreviate it.
That's nice. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Abbreviate. Thank you very much.
And who? How would you be voting?
Not for you.
Well, fine, but how will you be voting?
I will be voting for the Labour Party.
Johnny Good.
It's not great, is it?
Well,
in my opinion, it's the lesser of two.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because we'll still be there because there's plenty of us in the Labour Party. 30. The figures are double the percentage of people in the Labour Party are privately educated. Compared to the amount of people pro rata that there are in the populace.
Wow.
And over 30% of the politicians elected in Parliament in 2010 were privately educated. So, you see, like I said, vote for me is a vote for my chums.
Depressing.
Yeah.
But
not for me.
You seem fine about
it. Well, not for me. It's bloody marvellous.
Great for you.
Yeah.
Depressing for me.
Binky, Whoopsie and Poopums are in there, and so am I, so it doesn't really matter.
And who is the other one? Poophead.
Simon.
Pleasure to meet you.
And you.
I should leave you. You've got a...
Absolutely. Oh, there's a queue for me.
Queue
hello!
Of women. So I will
hello,
let
lady.
You get on.
Jolly good.
Thank you.
Watch the video, xpb.org.uk. It's also on YouTube. And XPB Votes at XPB Votes on the Twitters. And I have a page on the Facebooks as well.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Vote for me.
I have a dream. I see it now. peace and plenty with a sign that says no entry on the door. They'll take our jobs, they'll take our legislative liberty with their humorless bureaucracy. There's been a coup d'etat by Germany. We won two world wars, one world cup, but now they've gone and stitched us up. But you can join us on the barricade. Come don your slippers, kippers, march, comrade. And the pale male stale revolution, but your popular right foot forward and make it count. Ralph Bigoted and Barney and Granddad's army. We don't want to change the world, we just don't want the world to change. Mount your bayonets, here comes the modern age. Don't believe their lies, it's gay rain, not climate change. The world has lost its marbles, all its decency. They're building massive fracking windmills in the sea. At least we're not the BNP. Pale male stale revolution, seeking the holy grail and secession from the union. As if the whole world turns and fits, we're a bunch of revolting bigots. So we don't wanna change, no, we don't wanna change, no, we just don't want the world to circa 1950 change. If we all thought the same, then nothing would ever change. We're all bigoted and balmy and Farage's army, but we just don't want the world to change. Of course I'm not racist, I'm Professor Jack Darcy. Lots of my friends are from Bongo Bongo Land.
You've been listening to Susan Harrison's Back Row with...
Hello, sorry.
Hi, Hayley.
Hello.
Sorry to interrupt. No, that's okay. It's just I'm trying to wrap things up because it's a bit of a longer episode. So,
yeah, I know.
Okay, so...
No, I just wanted to say that, like, previously I said that I was going to vote because Russell Brand said that I shouldn't vote.
Right, yeah.
And he's recently said that actually we should vote, so...
Right, so what you're not going to now, or?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm now not going to, as like a protest, as a like protest non-vote.
Do you ever think it's a bit weird that a comedian is telling you what you should do with your life?
Yeah, sort of, kind of, no.
You've been listening to Susan Harrison's Back Row, featuring Gemma Arrowsmith and Justin Brett. UKIP and the Pale Male Stale Revolution was written and performed by Professor Jack Darcy. You can find more information and links to all of our guests on our Audio Boom page or on our Twitter, which is @BackRowPodcast. Okay, bye! Thanks very much! See you at the party!